the DominiCast at Dominican College Port Stewart.
Hi everyone, Casper and Daniel here from Year 14. Welcome to episode 13 of the DominiCast. I'm sure by now you'll realise that it's almost exam season again, and with that, our Year 14s will be bidding farewell to DCP for the last time.
We thought, therefore, that it'd be most fitting to dedicate this episode to the class of 2024. This episode contains messages from a number of our Year 14 students, and also messages from our staff. And just before we get into, don't forget about our sponsors who have made this episode possible. Big shout out to
Macaulay Ray Solicitors, A Broader Picture,
Morelli's To Go, and Shanty, for their continued support and help in allowing us to bring the DominiCast to the masses.
So let's get into it now and hear from our pupils and staff. Enjoy the episode. Hello, DominiCast. My name is Casper Fortune, and I've got my first Dominican leaver. What's your name?
I'm Stanley.
And what is your favourite memory?
The fifth year lunchroom, because that's when everyone became friends.
And what are your plans for whenever you leave school?
Liverpool John Murray University to study criminology.
So I'm currently here with our ICT teacher,
Mr. McGoldrick.
And my question for you is, what is your favourite memory of sick form?
We had a terrific time on the ski trip in Bulgaria, and my favourite memory was watching Taylor Reid on the karaoke. Hey. What was your song again, Taylor? Never Gonna Give You Up, Rick Astley, amazing.
So I'm currently here with another sick form student. What's your name?
Charlie Greer.
And Charlie, what are your plans for whenever you leave school?
Well, Casper, I'm hoping to get into Liverpool John Muir University.
What are you planning to do at Liverpool John Muir University?
I want to do business studies, mainly because I've enjoyed it the past few years, you know. Miss McTaggart is the main reason. She's definitely my favourite teacher. We get along very well. Feels like she gels with us boys very well, because we're a tough group to teach, but she gets the job done.
So I'm now here with our business studies teacher, Miss McTaggart. And my question for you, Miss, what is your favourite memory from our sick form class?
I have lots of favourite memories, but I have to say, every day brought one laugh or another. I'm going to miss you all, and I genuinely, as much as I give off to you, I really have enjoyed your company so much. And not forgetting my favourite duo, Robbie and Daniel, who I will absolutely miss for chasing me around the school with pieces of paper with nothing on.
So I'm now here with our deputy head girl,
Claire Campbell.
And my question for you is, how have you found being deputy head girl this year in school?
I've really enjoyed the year, but it's been quite a challenge having to balance A-levels with having like the responsibilities of deputy head girl. But overall, yeah, it's been a good year.
And what are you planning to do next year?
So I've applied to do medicine and pharmacy at Queen's, so hopefully one of the two, or maybe take a gap year and go explore.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I'm here with our head boy,
Harley O'Donnell.
So Harley, how are you feeling about leaving?
I'm a bit sad about leaving, but I guess I'm excited to move on to next year and see what happens.
What are your plans for next year?
I'm planning to go to Queen's to study law, but we'll see what happens, I guess.
That's very good, thank you. So I'm now here with our head girl,
Kiva Campbell.
So Kiva, how are you feeling about leaving Dominican this year?
It's a bit sad because I've been here for 7 years, but I guess I'm ready to move to the next step.
What are you doing next year after you leave?
I'm hoping to go to Queen's University and study computer science and maths, but we'll just see where that takes me.
So I'm currently here with head of IT and a form teacher.
This is Mr. McDade here.
And my question for you, sir, is what will you miss most about your current form class?
What will I miss most about my current form class? Well, before we even go there, I have to blame Mr. Penny for everything. Because I was having a grand wee life. I was going back to year 8, you know. I was going to have years of no hassle, no grief. Then Mr. Penny decided to leave, and I was kindly asked by senior management, you fancy taking on a year 12 class? I thought, aye, no bother. And then, yeah, I've never had a dull moment since. So what will I miss most? Probably the theme tune to the Pink Panther.
So I'm now here with one of our form teachers,
Mrs. McGaver.
So Miss, what is your favourite memory of our current Upper Six?
But say that the 6 years that we've had together as a form class have been wonderful. They've been an amazing form class, really easy to look after mostly. But apart from that, they have been a pleasure to have, and I will miss them loads and loads. But when I have some time to miss them and recover, I will miss them loads.
Hello guys, I'm joined with another sixth form student, Anae Duddy. So Anae, the question I have for you today is, what is your favourite memory at your time here in DCP?
Probably the ski trip, and most importantly about the ski trip, Oren Colquhoun, he thought he was that good. He was parallel skiing down the slopes and he fell flat on his... Quite a highlight of the ski trip.
Never happened. But thank you.
So I'm now here with our sports captain,
Emma.
So Emma, what is your favourite memory of your time here at Dominican?
My favourite time at Dominican is competing in all the netball matches, having the netball and becoming friends with all those girls have been really, really good. And we've been really successful over the times at Dominican and we won the senior league.
Hello year 14, Mr. Coyle's here, and as just as quickly I say hello, I'm going to say goodbye as well. Best of luck for you in the future with your endeavours. I will miss many of you so much, and a big shout out to those of you who were with me from the start, the OGs, back in 2018, my year 9 Maz class, who were absolutely delightful to work with, who gave me no hassle or grief whatsoever. They will be cherished memories that I hold on to for a lifetime. So good luck and stay in touch.
Hi guys, so I'm here with our head of drama,
Miss Anderson.
So Miss, what is your favourite memory of our sick forms?
I think my favourite memory is the drama festivals. Probably the 2019 one will stand out in my mind because Casper and Megan won that year, and Casper has enjoyed that moment for the last 5 years, I think. So much so that he even carries the trophy around the streets with him in a Tesco bag.
So I'm here with another sixth form student. What's your name?
Maddie McDonald.
Maddie, what are you going to miss most about sixth form?
Probably just being with everyone 5 days a week, just seeing everyone, all the friendships we've made over the years, all the drama that's happened, all the arguments, you know, just all day, every day, seeing them, talking to them, laughing, crying, it's everything.
And what are your plans for next year, Maddie?
So if I pass A-level chemistry, I'm going to be hopefully going to Liverpool John Murray's to study paramedic science.
So I'm here with another sick four student. What's your name?
Megan Cairns.
And Megan, what are you doing whenever you leave school?
I'm hoping to go to uni and study children's nursing.
So I'm currently here with our classroom assistant, Miss Crossland. And my question for you, Miss, how do you feel about the current sick form leaving this year and you going to have new pupils next year?
Well, I am obviously sad that they're all going to be leaving because I've been with them since first year, but I am extremely proud of every single one of them. They've all worked very hard and I'm so pleased to see them go off and start the rest of their lives.
Good afternoon, Dominican Podcast. I am here with
Miss Falconer.
Hello, Miss Faulkner. My question for you is, what will you miss most about the current year 14s?
There are far too many things to actually just pinpoint one, but I really loved when some of you were in High School Musical. It was brilliant. And I also really miss the carry on and crack with the boys in ICT. And what else? The girls are great too. I really had a great time with you the past 3 years. I'm just sad I wasn't with you from, like, year 8. So I wish you all the best, and whatever you do. So I'll not be crying now. I'll wait till next week.
So I'm now here with my form teacher.
Hello.
So Miss, what is your favourite memory of your current upper sixth form class?
Well, my favourite memories are watching my form class compete in the drama festivals in the junior school. It's also watching some of them in various roles in the school shows. It's also watching them at sports day. I really enjoyed the bonkers bingo last year for Trokra. And one of my absolute favourite memories is walking around Berlin with Scarlett Devlin in her Dalmatian style fur coat.
So Miss, what are you going to miss most about your upper six leaving?
There are lots of things I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss the challenge of trying to maintain a serious demeanour while I'm secretly laughing at their endless supply of witty comebacks and hilarious observations. I'm going to miss everyone in their own quirky way. I'll miss the dysfunctional family that is our form class. There are days when we all get along famously, and then there's days when we've argued, we've annoyed each other, but at the end of the day, we're always a team, and differences of opinion are quickly forgotten. As I reflect on the time spent with my form class, I'm reminded of laughter, the lessons learned, and of the connections forged, and I wish them all every success for the future.
So I'm currently here with our study teacher,
Mrs. Little.
And Miss Little, my first question for you is, what will you miss most about the current sixth form?
Well, this is the biggest group I've ever had in the chapel. So I think what I miss most is, I'm going to get upset, you've just been, well, basically, I love my job and you've made my job very easy. You're always where you're supposed to be. Obviously, with some of you, I've had to be on your back quite a lot, but you're respectful, you're polite, you've never been rude to me, and I suppose just seeing you every day is what I miss the most, really.
And what is your favourite memory of the current sixth form?
Actually, what's a strange thing is my favourite memory is August last year, looking over and thinking that I didn't know you at all, and you were obviously been up with Miss Finch in the library, and the difference between September 23 and now we're what, in May, nearly May 2024, is I've got to know you all so well, and just every day has been a joy to come in. As I say, I hope all of you get into jobs where you look forward to come every day, because that's what I do, and I'll miss you all very much.
So I'm now here with another sixth form student. Who am I with?
Oliver Knox.
So Oliver, what are you planning to do whenever you leave school next year?
So next year I'm going to Cambridge to study medicine. Yeah.
Have you been accepted for Cambridge yet?
Aye, but I have to get 3 A stars, and I also had to keep on my 4th A level. So I'm hoping to get 4 A stars overall.
That's very good, Oliver. I hope you do well.
Thank you.
So I'm now here with our Head of Science.
Miss Thompson.
So Miss, what are you going to miss most about your Year 14 class?
For my Year 14 classes, I think I am going to miss the endless supply of laughs, the good times, and most definitely the updates on Maddie's tan every day.
So now I'm joined with Health and Social Care teacher,
Miss McFerrin.
And what will you miss most about Year 14s?
I will miss... Livy B is aggressively pointing at herself right now, so I will miss Livy B bringing me in snacks to try and bump up her health and social grade. And I'll also just miss the girls in general. A very lovely little class, and I wish them all the best in the future.
Hi guys, so I'm here now with our American collegiate soccer athlete,
Oren Cullen.
So Oren, what are your plans for next year after Dominican?
So plans are head out to Oklahoma in August. You know, I've been lucky enough to get a scholarship to the United States to play football, or as they call it, soccer. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be going to Rogers State University.
So guys, I'm now here with our deputy head boy, Tommy Molyneux. So Tommy, how have you found this last year as deputy head boy at Dominican?
It's been challenging. It's had its ups and downs, you know. But overall, I'd say it's been a good year. I've had a few responsibilities to take care of. But overall, it's been a good year.
That's good. What are you planning on doing next year then after Dominican?
Hopefully I'll be able to do piloting commercially down the line, although next year I've got offers to do aerospace engineering at uni, so I'll probably be doing that.
Hi guys, so I'm here with another one of our sixth form students.
Ryan.
So Ryan, what is your favourite memory of your time here at Dominican?
Break time ball with Eggie.
That's amazing. Ryan, what are you planning on doing after school this year?
Bricklaying.
So guys, I'm here with another one of our pupils.
My name is Reese Dang.
So Reese, what is your favourite memory of your time here at Dominican?
So one of my favourite memories would be the ski trip in 2023. So we went to Bulgaria. You know, I really got to know all my friends there. It was a really good time, and seeing the teachers having fun was something different, and I really did enjoy it.
So we're here now with our Vice Principal, Miss Eni. So Miss, what are you going to miss most about the Year 14s?
Well, I have a lovely group of Year 14 standing around me here in the office, and I feel very under pressure to be saying loads of lovely things. No, it's not going to be difficult to say positive things about the group. I think the main thing that comes to mind when it comes to Year 14 is how, when I meet any of you,
and I'm looking at all around here. When I meet any of you in the corridor, the smiles that I get and the hello miss and telling me a wee bit about your days. I have four of you in here that I taught from first year. Is that right? It was first year. Yeah. And your class were iconic. And the thing is, whether you teach one class or you teach all of you, you get to know the whole group. And I feel this year, with year 14, I've got to know you so well through different roles that you're playing in the school. And you are invaluable to us in the school. You have been role models throughout your sixth form. No one's perfect. You've learned and you have grown and you have developed. And the idea of, you know, as we always said to you in your first year, you're going to be here through your whole journey, hopefully, to the end, and leaving with your A-levels. But more than that, leaving with the sense of ethos, the sense of what it is to be part of a Dominican family. And that will stand you in good stead when you leave. I'm going to miss all the humour. I'm going to miss, you know, we come to me for problems or to solve problems. That gives me great honour to be able to help you do that. There haven't been that many. But you are always willing to listen and to try, and you go out there and you're inspiring others, and the other younger children, our younger pupils, are looking up to you as role models. But it has been an honour to watch you coming in as those little year eights. Casper, I remember you just knee high, and leaving these young men and women who have such bright futures ahead. I have no doubt about that, and you're going to go out there, you are going to set the world alight. And with the Dominican ethos, that is going to fuel you, I hope. And you remember your roots back here in school, come back and visit us. But you've so many exciting times ahead, and you deserve the best of everything. You've come through lots of trials, tribulations, you have grown into, as I say, these fabulous young men and women. And you go out there and make us all proud, because we are all really, really proud of you. So I'm just going to miss you all. I miss that group. I miss Manston talking about you so positively, like you're her form babies and year babies, and she doesn't want to let you go. It's the same every year. And I suppose if we were to ask you, you would say that you've been inspired by the year 14s leaving previously, and now it's your turn, and I can't believe that. But as I say, we are so, so proud of you. Go and do your best. Be the best you can. That's all we're asking of you. And don't leave here with any regrets. And just know that you're always going to be part of the Dominican family, whether you like it or not.
Thank you so much, miss. There you have it, folks. A great 7 years spent by our year 14s who will be greatly missed. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the Dominicast so you never miss an episode. It is available on all major platforms such as Apple Music and Spotify.
We also have a message from another very special leaver this year, our principal, Mr. Lynch, who is retiring. We wish him every success in the future and thank him for his tireless contributions to DCP over the years. We therefore hand over to him for a final word about what he will miss about DCP.
So we're now here with our principal, Mr. Lynch. So sir, what are you going to miss most about Dominican?
I probably miss, first and foremost, the pupils, and obviously the staff, and I'll miss basically the humour each day I come to the school, and also the work rate. The staff are very, very professional and hardworking, and the students are really committed to the Dominican ethos, and I sort of miss the idea of the family. I mean, we're more than a school, we're a family, and it's important, I think, that the school remains a very unique environment with a very unique ethos, which is based on the Dominican family. But I've no doubt the school will do well in years to come. It's done well thus far. And with the current staff and pupils, the school will grow from strength to strength.
The Dominicast at Dominican College, Port Stuart.